about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
Well, without further ado, please welcome my very own Episcopal sister, Henrietta Ariel!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. You know, Reverend gave a testimony about how he came to the consecration, but I also have a testimony, amen, about that same event, and it's going to be very short, but you know, everything wasn't working, like he said, nothing was working, he was not going to make it, so, I mean, we were a group of people being consecrated, and we were in the school, bishop's school, or leadership training school, so they kept asking, oh, is your wife coming? Have you made arrangements? Everybody's wife was coming, everybody's husband was coming, except me. So they said, is your husband coming? And I said, well, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So then I said, after I said that, I was sad, after I said that, but nothing is impossible with God. And I said, he would not be God if he doesn't do impossible things. You know, so that was 2 days before the consecration. That day happened to be my birthday. So they bought me a cake. And when we got around the cake, I said, let's not sing happy birthday. Let's sing nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. So that's what we did. So we sang the song, we cut the cake, we were happy. 2 days later, as we are marching into the hall for the consecration, I knew my husband was not going to be there, so I kind of closed my mind. I was just, I'm walking up and I said, I know that head. I know that head. And lo and behold, the impossible had become possible. Amen. So our God is truly the God who makes the impossible possible. I don't know what your impossibility is, what seems like it will never happen, what you've prayed about that you haven't received an answer, but I want you to know that nothing is impossible with our God. If you believe, he will amaze you with some amazing things. Amen. Amen. This morning, I just want to sing a song. Maybe you'll join me. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
was left in 2019, our series, our year of a series of victories, amen. Some of you may be wondering where your victory is coming, where your series is coming in just two short days, amen. But the word says, but thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I don't know about you, but every time my Father comes to preach to us, I receive it in faith. I receive victory after victory after victory. So if you're ready for your next victory, please be on your feet and welcome our Father, the prophet, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Those who know your name,
put their trust in you.
Let me see some joy. There is no other faithful God,
so loving and true.
Those who
know your name,
put
their trust in you.
There is no other,
there is no other faithful God, so loving and true.
Let me hear.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
How I love.
Oh, how I love His name so sweet.
How I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name is more to me.
How I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
How I love.
Oh, how I love His name so sweet.
How I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
No other name means more to me. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. We speak with the Israelites when Samuel said, Ebenezer, thus far have you brought us. Thus far have you helped us. We started the year. There are some that did not make it. No matter the troubles, no matter the pain, no matter the joys, no matter the promotion or whatever our situation was, you've kept us. Keeper of Israel, we come to say thank you. You who keeps Israel, that never slumbers nor sleeps, we come in gratitude to the last Sunday of the year. We welcome you again, mighty Holy Spirit, for you are the helper. Thus far have you helped us, given us your Spirit who has led us all the way. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We count ourselves as children because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And this morning, we ask that you will speak to us. Speak to our situation. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our future. Speak to the year ahead on our behalf. I bind the principalities of Memphis. And I ask, Holy Spirit, let the word of God have free course. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to three people. Give them a smile. Give them a hug. Tell the person you have a lot to thank God for. You have a lot to thank God for. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may now be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Wow. Tell somebody it's a blessing to be here. All right. I want everybody, please be seated. Be seated. Is everybody okay? Good. Are you blessed? Beautiful. You know, the Bible says we are the salt of the earth. Huh? And if the salt loses its savor, then what is its use? But to be trampled underground, on the ground. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, I see that you guys did your best to come through the rain. Clap for yourselves in Jesus' name. It's been raining since yesterday. And it is usually the pastor's worry that, hey, what is going to happen to our members? But clap for the next person that you've done well. Hallelujah. You've done well to come through the rain. Because many Christians have converted. We are the salt of this world. They only manifest when it rains. It's like we are the salt, so we will melt. So they don't go through. We don't want to melt because God says we are the salt. So if it's God's day, he's already warned us that we're the salt. If you go there and you melt, it's your problem. It's not true. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, I came through and I didn't melt. And tell the person, next time, keep it that way. Your salt has power. Actually, tell the person, actually, when the water touches you, that's when your salt can manifest. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Salt, if it is not in liquid form, it actually, the taste, you can, even your tongue, when you put the salt, it's a liquid that dissolves it and the salt, the taste comes out. So when it rains, that's when your Christianity is really tested. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Just like it takes water to test the salt. If you are indeed the salt of the earth, then the rain will test you. Tell somebody, you pass. You become more tasty. Do you know what salt without water? It will be nothing. It will smell nothing, will taste nothing. It only actually manifests when it can be passed through the water. Whatever water, water of saliva, water of soup, water of whatever food that you have, the solution, it has to be dissolved to actually be show of the taste. Tell somebody, I like you for the fact that you've passed through the rain to be in this place. Your saltiness, I'm feeling the saltiness of your Christianity. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, you are truly the salt of the world. Yeah. I feel your taste now. I love that Christians. So these days when it's raining, because you have this understanding, I don't worry anymore about your presence. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And because I know you will come to prove that you are the salt of the earth. Tell somebody, it's not the melting, it's the taste. Wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the year, the last Sunday. And yeah, it's amazing. The last day of the feast, Jesus stood. Did you know that? Today, Jesus will stand on your behalf. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, as you reflect over the year, what comes to your mind? Is it regret? Is it rejoicing? Is it let the year go fast because I don't like this year? Is it the troubles you went through? Is it a near-death experience? What is it that comes to the mind the most? What is it? And today I want us to reflect on the best attitude, actually, to settle once and for all this year, to put it the knot on, and to move on to 2020. I'm talking about the spirit of gratitude. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The attitude of gratitude. Being thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. You know, please, let me see some smiles. Some of you, I'm going to move you from the front because your faces... I'm serious. Yeah, I am preaching happy and you are listening sad. It's not working. Let me see some smiles, bro. Now you're talking. Hallelujah. Now, listen carefully. Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Do you know why? Because this is the word of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. How many of you will actually cry when God says, this is my plan for you? This is my will. No, I'm serious. I'm asking you a question. If you ended up realizing that the plans that God had for you. Now, first of all, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Let's look at that before I come to this scripture. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11. Bible says that... God says, for I know, God is speaking, for I, God, I know the thoughts and the plans that I think towards you. Give me New King James. saith the Lord, they are plans or thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. King James says to give you an expected end. Yes. Now, let's read the New Living Translation. God's thoughts, God's plans, God's will for your life, is of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Like when I consider my children, my plans for them are for good, to give them a future and a hope. My father, as I've grown, I've realized he had good plans for me. He sent me to school, but he had good plans for me. And when I went to school, sometime when I was in, I think, fourth grade or something, my teacher was a bit stubborn, so he used to have a little trouble with me. I don't know whether who was stubborn. Yeah, clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, at least that's what I thought. Later on, I realized I was a stubborn guy. So, I mean, those days, they were allowed to spank us. So my teacher punished me and spanked me, just put some few strokes on my left finger, just said, do this. And then he spanked the tip with a sharp edge. You know, it didn't hurt, it didn't break or anything, but I could feel the pain. He said, don't do that again. So I came home and I told my parents, and my parents told me, oh, sorry. That's all they said. So the following day, I realized that, oh, I convinced them I'm not going to do school again. No, never, never. My parents agree with me that this was painful and this was not right. So normally I would wake up maybe 6 a.m. I slept through 6:30, 6:45. Then suddenly I heard my mom walking, coming to my room. I thought she was just coming to sit with me and rejoice. Now, finally, I get to have my child at home. We're going to have good time. Then my mom just pulls me off, shoves me to the bathroom. Take a shower. I said, why? Mom, today is like a Saturday, Sunday to me. There's no school. I said, well, there's no school. Why? So because of what happened to me, I said, of course, you're going. It's your stubbornness. And I'm happy that you have a teacher that can deal with you. You are going to school. And took me right there. At that point, I felt that my parents did not like me. Just like my teachers. So I extended the hatred of my teachers to my parents at least for one day. I said, no, both my parents and my teachers are stubborn. How foolish I was. But now looking back at my life, I realize that the good, the bad, the ugly, even the pain, the so-called stubbornness I felt was stubborn, the fact that I didn't think they were doing something that I would like, that is my desire, was not what they flowed with. I realized all that was for my good. They had good plans for me. Look at me today. Look at me today. I can read enough to read the Bible to you and to teach you. I can, oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. So when I go to those plans, I can see that I know the plans that I have. I can hear my parents saying that I know, as I'm sending you back to that school, as I'm taking you through that pain, as I'm taking you through that sorrow, as I'm subjecting you some punishments and things, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Tell somebody you have a future and a hope. Tell somebody you have a future and a hope. So, based on that, when you come to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, you can understand it better with that in mind, that God's plans for us, whatever the plans are, just like I did not understand the ultimate plan of my parents, and in the short term, I felt that they were stubborn. Meanwhile, I was a stubborn one. I'm sure some of the children identify with this. No, your parents are never stubborn. You are the stubborn. Yeah, your pastor knows that because I've been there. Everybody has been young before. It's old that people have not been old before. Yeah. Remember that statement. It's deep. In everything, give thanks. Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, listen to this. If any of you is in Christ, God has plans for you. If you are truly in Christ, God has plans for you. And they are plans of good and not evil. And he's supposed to give you a future and a hope. Amen. Amen. So when you see that, you can see that in everything, you can give thanks. Yes. Listen, if you are a Christian, God's will for your life is good. God's plans for your life are good. I can count several things that I did not think they were the right things for me, but they were the good things for me. When you say that hindsight is always 20/20, what you are saying is that I didn't know it was good for me anyway. I didn't know I didn't know this was the right thing. I didn't know, but now you know. What means it means that you don't have foresight, you have hindsight. Well, there's somebody who has foresight. Somebody who sees the future from the now. Somebody who sees before it happens. Somebody who plans for you based on what he knows concerning you. That is God. He knows the future from the now. He knows what is exactly good. Now, when I look at the kind of wife that I married, when I look at the kind of job that I took, this year, for example, I lost a job very unexpectedly. And I looked at God and I said, God, is that how things are with you? Yeah. And you won't believe it. Last year, just prior to that, I had given my biggest offering. That's the truth. And yet, shortly after that, things happened at my workplace and the job began to go down. Now, the feeling I had at that time, if you have not lost a job before, you will never know the feeling. How many have lost jobs before when that was your only job? If you haven't, you don't know it. And then I looked. But while I was in that space of no job and wondering, several people came to tell me. Somebody randomly called me and left a message on my phone. Look, God has great plans for you. Look, God is working something great in your life. My wife will testify. My wife will look in my face and say, look, it is good. We are in a good position. God is working out something better. Look, it's not a cliche. It is in the Bible. Clap for the Lord Jesus. All things, include all things. As I speak now, the kind of operation that I have now, it's not a job that sits me in one place. It's a job I can decide when, I can decide how, I can decide where even to work. And I never thought about that until this painful period exposed me to other options. All things, the good, the bad, and the ugly, work together for your good. Because so long as you love God and are called according to his purpose, all you need to do is just make sure you are the called according to his purpose. Last week, I shared with you that we are under new government. Yes. If you are not under new government, this is not for you. That the government, unto us, Isaiah 9, 6, unto us a child is born, right? And to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And he shall be called, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole year, whatever has happened to you is in the plan of God. If you are under the government of Christ, clap for the Lord Jesus. No, don't just sit down. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. With a smile. Listen. There are some people that if you are living with them, you should just trust them. They will make you good. They will treat you well. God is that kind. Yeah. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. The government or the authority all the control systems, all the power will be upon his shoulder. He is carrying the power that you need. You are in his charge. You are under his authority. We are under new government. Christians are not under government of the Democrats or the Republicans. They happen to, Bible says we are of this, we are in this world, but we are not of the world. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I do not consider myself under the economy of America, whether up or down. God has an economy for me. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's why I pay tithe, for example. Because in the government of, America, we pay, Uncle Sam requires you pay taxes. Well, that is the world system. But under the government shall be upon his shoulder. That government, our tax system, that qualifies you to make sure you have a job, you have light. Do you know that's what taxes are for? That you have the right roads to walk on, that you have the jobs that you can go to, you have the hospitals, you have everything that you go to. That's what the taxes are done. They are supposed to make sure you have provision for these things. Ladies and gentlemen, I have news for you. You can have the hospitals all you want. You can pay the taxes all you want. Try not having insurance and see whether that you can go to any of those things. But I have a God that he does not just give insurance, but he doesn't give health insurance. He gives you the health that the insurance is supposed to provide. Glad for the Lord Jesus. That he does not just give you children. A child may not necessarily be your son. You can have a child that will refuse to be your son or your daughter. You can have a woman in your home that will refuse to be your wife. You'll be surprised. Yeah. But God gives all those things. Life insurance is not, it's a death insurance. It's when you die that it kicks in, but God can extend your life. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So I'm under the government. The government is upon his shoulder. Yeah. He's anybody who subjects yourself to the authority of the kingdom. That's why it's called the kingdom of God, because there's a new government. There's a governor. The governor is the Lord, the Christ. His word is what is your. As the constitution is to the government of America, so is the word of God to the government of Christ. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I don't know whether you got it. What I'm saying is that here, the rules and regulations are stipulated. You must abide by the Constitution of America. That's what guides us. The rules and the laws. Well, if you're under the government of Christ, the word of God is your constitution. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So anybody here who operates by the word of Christ, you are under a new government. Tell somebody, I'm under a new government. May his kingdom come in your life. Amen. And for that reason, you can say that if God is the one who is in charge of me, if you have subjected yourself to God, if you're under the governorship of Christ, abiding by his laws, abiding by his word, even reading the Bible, walking in prayer, subjecting yourself, me. Unless the word doesn't say it, I'll do it. If the word says pay tithe, I am tithing. If it says 10%, I'm not going 2%. If the word of God says that I hate divorce, therefore don't divorce. This, my wife, can be all that she wants. She's the one I'm going to stay married to. When I married her, she was one of her hands was like my hand. As by the grace of God, 3 children down the line, she has become bigger. I say, glory to God. The more you are, the more I can have. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I ain't going nowhere to look for no shrimp because of size. No. No tilapia. No. 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 I got catfish. So be it. I don't want no tilapia. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That is the government that I'm under. Yes. Government will be upon, may his government be on you, so that you can say all things work together for good. So that you can say that truly, I can say that in everything I'll give thanks because of his plans. I'm subject to his plans. That I can say that I'm in a new government. Because of that, he said, the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful. That's why wonderful things are going to happen in your life. Wonderful things are going to happen in your life. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. A real Christian who subjects yourself to the word under his government, wonderful things happen to you. When you are a Christian who says wonders don't exist, chances are that you are not under his government. I'm telling you. Yeah. When you say there are no skyscrapers where you are, chances are that they are not in America. But if you are truly in America, there are skyscrapers. When you say the money I receive, there are no dollars. Maybe it's because you don't live in America. You are not under the government. But if you're under government and you are being paid, the currency will be dollars. The people that live under the government of America, when they are paid, it's dollars they receive. It's not naira. Yeah. I'm telling you, these are the stipulations of those who are under his government. His government shall be on his shoulder. He will carry it himself. He will bear the weight of anything that you should bear. And his name shall be called Wonderful, full of wonders. Your life will be full of wonders. Your life will be full of miracles. Wonders. Wonders. Look at the testimony. They will say he's dead, but he'll come alive. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, wonders. One job may go, but wonders will bring another. Clap for the Lord. Wonders. Wonders. You may even cry, as I did. But because I am under his government, that name, Wonderful, not knowing it was full of wonders. What I was, anytime you are wondering about something, well, tell yourself, I am in the government that is full of wonders. Whatever I'm wondering about, God has wondered about it. God has filled it already. God has something special for me. Real Christians, you live a life of wonders. Your life is a wonder. His name shall be called full of wonders. Wonderful. May you have wonders in the name of Jesus. Wonderful. Counselor. You have counsel. You get advice. Counsel from the Bible. Counsel from preaching. Counsel from the podcast. Counsel. As I'm speaking, somebody is making a decision. It's counsel. Free. Counsel on who to choose to marry. Counsel on how to raise your children. How to relate with your parents. Counselor. Real Christians, even if it is not a scripture, when you are doing something, there is a feeling. There's a word inside of you. There's still small voices speaking to you. Sometimes you say that, oh, I heard a voice. I felt something. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the counselor. Yeah. It's called the spirit of counsel. It's one of the spirits of God. You hear something, go this way, do it this way. Say, you know, something said, yeah, this is the word. Something said, no, no, it's counsel. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You're under new government. You're under new government. Mighty God. You become might. You have power. The power of the Lord is subject. You see, when I was, before I was became a Christian, I had a lot of nightmares. Feelings of near death, impending death, doom. But since I became a Christian and subjected myself to the government is upon his shoulder. I am under new government. I am under new government. I don't operate with just my feelings. I am moved by the word of God. Yeah. Suddenly, power has come. Power to overcome those nightmares. Power to live a life. Power, even to sometimes I say things and they just come to pass. Not that I am powerful, but the one whose government is upon his shoulders is operating in my life. Therefore, I operate with power. If God be for me, who can be against me? So suddenly I look powerful. Yeah. I look very powerful. As I'm preaching, I look powerful. It's called the anointing. It's a mighty God. You're working with somebody who is mighty. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty because they are run through God. You have some power. Power of prayer. Power of fasting. Power of righteousness, the power of his word. Yeah, you look powerful. When you are a policeman who wears the uniform, you may be very small, but you flag somebody down, they will stop. They will have to. It's not because you are great. You take off that uniform and stop. They may even knock you down. But why is it that they are stopping for you? Because you are carrying the power of that government. The government is behind you as you are in that uniform. The mighty God is operating with you. That's what causes you to flag things down. You can cast out demons. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall speak with new tongues. It's the might. You're under new government. You are carrying the presence of God, the power of God. And ladies and gentlemen, if anybody is not under that government, you are missing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. I don't know how many of your parents have died, but I've lost both. But I don't feel like an orphan. I feel like God has got my back. Bible says, when your mother and your father forsake you, God will take you up. Anybody that you are here, your father didn't take care of you, your mother didn't take care of you, whatever it is. Look, there have been times that as I'm there, one day I was actually traveling and the money that was supposed to be carrying with me did not come through. And I was a student. Everybody was going on exchange program. My ticket had been bought, but money to even eat was not there. And the person who had my money, when I went, it didn't work. When I came home to my aunt, who had promised to give me some few hundreds of dollars, she said, no way, it's not going to happen because I've done something or another. That day, as my cousin was in, she said she would not even allow me to take her car. I should take Uber. At that time, there was no Uber, taxi. My cousin gave me money for taxi. That's the only money I had. And I was going to Germany with no money. And as I sat in the car, tears started rolling down my eyes. Listen, I literally felt a voice and felt a hand on my shoulder 3 times and mentioned my name that you don't know. My name that only my wife and a few others use. Yeah, literally. With a tap 3 times. I felt it twice. Said, my son, and mentioned my name 3 times. It will be well with you. I heard that voice. And I started singing from tears. Joy welled out of my heart. As I sang, I felt that I was not orphan. That somebody had my back. My Father which art in heaven, who is everlasting Father, whose fathering outlasts every father you will ever have, whose fathering is last forever. It doesn't matter whether you are wrong or you are right. Look at the prodigal son. The father's love lasts forever. Sometimes because of sin, we run away from the father. Look, God cares more about the son in you than the sin in you. Arrange yourself as a son and receive the Father, everlasting. And truly, he followed me. He told me it's going to be okay. I went. The very person on the plane that I sat by, wow, not knowing had been sent by daddy, has spoken to my father, everlasting father. He's everlasting. It means he lasts forever wherever you are. I was leaving Ghana, going to Germany. Even on the plane, he was with me. In Germany, he was with me. Brought me back everywhere and everything. And until the end, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Because you're under new government. May under new government. What kind of government are you under? What kind of authority controls you? Is it just American government? What about the government of God? What about the kingdom? When you hear kingdom, there is a king. Are you subject to that king?
Are you subject to that king?
Therefore, do you qualify for all these wonderful things? Are you not the one standing in between you and these wonderful things? Everlasting Father. And then as the guy sitting by me on the plane, when I went down, we got off in Germany. I was there. Nobody was there. I didn't even have transportation. And when I called the people to come for me, they had traveled. They had gone on vacation. Here I was in Germany without a word of German language in my vocabulary. And no money. The guy just looks at me and said, "This is my white wife." Yeah. Some of you have white wives. My white wife, come. You didn't have any money. You don't have any place. He called. Said they won't take you. Come, let's go home. Give me some money. Say, let's go home. You sleep in my house until we find these people. And I'll lead you to report them to the authorities. He took me up. The food I ate in Germany, I've never eaten before. I mean, everything was too much. They gave me a room. Yeah. Yeah. Fed me better than anybody would have fed me. That's the Father. He's everlasting. Clap for it. Gave me housing. Gave me provision. Yes, it was a Friday. Eventually, on Monday or Tuesday, we went to the office. The people were on vacation. What would I have done? Because I'm in the new government. As I was going, I was subjected to the authorities of God. I will never forget. That was the biggest miracle in my life that transformed me so greatly. Yeah. Now, after all the money, when they came, they were begging. So they gave me the hospital that the host, that was hosted. They said, "These people haven't done right. We will give you a house to compensate you." Clap for the Lord. They have not come, but we'll give you a house. They gave me one of the, I was a student, but they gave me the doctor's houses to live in. Yeah. And they fed me as a physician, although I was a student. Until the guys came 1 week after I was there. They also apologized. I said, "We have your house. It's downtown. These are your keys." I said, "Give me keys. I have 3 houses now." Clap for the Lord Jesus. They sent me what I now know as ATM. I didn't know. That was several years ago. As a student, you know what I'm saying? I finished school in 1994. College, yes. Medical school, 1994. It's not even called medical school. So this was probably 1992 or something. You were not even born, some of you. Mr. McClinton, you were not born. No. Look, they went straight to the wall, and the wall started vomiting cash. I've never seen some before. Never seen it in the country of Ghana that I was living. Walls have money. I said, "I'll come to this wall again." Clap for the Lord Jesus. It just coughed up the notes. Clean notes. They put it in my mouth. $1,000. Or is it Deutsche Mark or something? Wow. And I didn't have to pay accommodation anymore with that money. I didn't have to pay for food, for clothes. That was just there. Look, everlasting Father will happen to you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father will happen to you. So long as you're under this government. This government shall be upon his shoulder. And shall be a prince of peace. Real Christians who operate under the government of God, you have peace. You have peace. When you operate with the governance of the word, of Christ, of the Spirit of God, you have peace. Yeah. Ever since I decided to operate not by experience, because look, even as to how to marry, we just came from vacation by the grace of God. I never even saw my mother holding my father's hand. I don't even know how they had children. I never saw them hug, go to a restaurant. No, seriously, I never saw them, not even giving a peg, not even on the hand. Should I say they transferred from the hand there? No. But me, I go all the way. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Kisses. I've learned it. Husbands, love your wives. Yes. Nourish them. Nourish them. Just take care of them. And make sure that there are no, what's it called? No, what's it called? Blemishes. So when pimples are there, I'm the problem. I've decided she will not have pimples. I'll not trouble her. Where did I? No. So because of that, the Bible says we love him because he first loved us. Mm-hmm. I've understood love. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. All from the government constitution of the Bible. Does not keep a record of wrongs. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Does not behave himself unseemly. Yeah. We were at a vacation, for example. We're enjoying ourselves. And I got mad. I got angry about something. And I said something that was inappropriate to my wife. She got angry. She went outside there to read her Bible or something. I said, hey, trouble. I went to have my meeting. She came. When she came to sleep, I was still having my meeting. I just stopped the meeting. I went to her. Hey, honey, I didn't mean it to come out that way. I'm so sorry that I said that. Please forgive me. Peace, peace, peace. Because the Bible says, so long as it lies with you, be at peace with all men. So based on that, I did that. And now the vacation continued as was. Those days when I was a fool, when I would say such as, I will never repent. Oh, yeah. Out of pride, I will never say sorry. For what? When I say sorry, I've lost. It was a win or lose situation. Oh, yeah, that's foolishness. And I never had peace because the government, my government was not on Jesus' shoulder anymore. It was on my own shoulder. But when you put the government on Jesus' shoulder, you tell yourself, it's not how I feel, it's how Jesus feels. That's when the Prince of Peace, he rules where peace is. When he rules, there's peace in your home. There's peace in your finances. There's peace in your heart. There's peace in your marriage. There's peace. You have peace with your parents. You have peace even with yourself because you won't lie to yourself. Oh, clap for this new government. May you be under new government in Jesus' name. Listen, because of this new government, I want to tell you something. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. That, now that you understand, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says that in everything give thanks, because this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Whatever happened to you, so long as you're under the government, this is what God planned for you. Is it a job that didn't go well? Is it hospitalization? Is it a promotion? Is it a relationship that didn't work? Or is it a relationship that's now started working? I've come to a point recently, as my wife was talking to me, I said, look, this thing we're worrying about, God has got our back, period. Let's do what we can. And what we cannot, don't fret over it. Bible says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Yes, and let's give thanks for everything that is happening. Why? Because it is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. I am under government authority. I am under subjection. My life is not my own. My life is ruled and governed by God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm a child of God. Come on, which child decides which school they will go? Which child decides what food they will eat? Which child decides where they will live? So long as I stay a child under the authority of my dear father, the government is on his shoulder, I can rest. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I can rest. I can rest. All things will work together for my good. My children have never had to decide where they will live, but they still have my zip code. Yeah. Wherever I go, I am in God's zip code. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I can give thanks, for it is his will. You know, everything they even wear is my will. What I decide, what kind of clothes they wear, my children. It's the truth. Now they've grown. You see, so long as they feel they are no longer children, things change. Yeah. That's when they say, I will choose this school. You don't choose it for me. I'll wear this. These days I buy my own clothes. Okay. They are no longer fully in my will. Do you know that? Yeah, they've grown. They say they've grown. They think they've grown. But that's how some of us think. Sometimes we think we've grown. We can do what we like. We don't have to come under the government. You cannot say, but in everything, try to give thanks. I believe that so long as, sometimes, of course, children can be funny, it doesn't mean you are no longer a child. It doesn't mean your father has forsaken you. Look at the prodigal son. He wasted his father's goods on riotous living, but his father still got his back. When he was in trouble, he helped him. When Big Brother and other Christians said, no, this is not the right way. How come he's doing all that, but God is still blessing him? Well, that's none of their business. What I came to tell you is that so long as you're here, you subjected yourself. Well, it's not perfect, but you are trying. You are doing your best. Amen. Clap for the Lord. You are doing your best. All things, I'm telling you, you can give thanks. You can afford to say thank you. Do you know the opposite of thank you is complaining and murmuring? The opposite of gratitude is criticism, is accusation, is complaining, that's the opposite. Look at that. Remember, the will of God in Christ Jesus for you is for good. This week, reflect and begin to thank God for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let the year end not with regret, not with pain, not with sorrow, but with thanksgiving, with gratitude. With thanksgiving. I don't know what happened to you, but reflecting what has happened. Some of you, you've had delays that you didn't expect. Well, come on. God says he makes all things beautiful in his time. Some of you, what you think should have happened that time, you could have died if it happened that time. He's perfect. Accept it. Trust. Look at the babies that lie at the breast. They trust their mother completely. Other people are asking for water. They're asking for bread. They're asking for juice. They're asking for all kinds, but they are comfortable to sit there and to just latch onto the breast and to drink from whatever is. They will not lack water. They will not lack antibiotics. Everything is in that thing. God is like that to us. Begin to say thank you. Begin to say thank you. Begin to say thank you for everything that has happened this year. You are alive as we go into the year 2020. Amen. And that's a blessing. You see, how do we see that you are thankful? How do we see? It's by the words that come with spontaneity. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. Bible says, you brood of vipers and all that. How can you, being evil, bring out good things? For out of the abundance, it says, a brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? When you're evil, you can't speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Ladies and gentlemen, when somebody says something, take the person seriously. Especially in their unguarded moments. You're blessed. Especially in the unguarded moments. When people speak, listen. That's their heart. When I'm a doctor as a GI physician and I want to assess the liver, I don't cut the person open to examine the person's liver. There are signs and symptoms. I can look in your eye and tell you have liver disease. Your eyes will change from white to green to yellow. Somebody say, oh, you have beautiful eyes, because they don't know what they're talking about. You don't have beautiful eyes. You have dying eyes. You have liver eyes. But I didn't cut you open. But I could assess from your eyes that you have liver disease. Sometimes I can assess by your nails, the shape of your nails, the color. There's something called leukonychia, white nails. It doesn't mean that your nails are beautiful. You're turning from black to white. No. It doesn't mean at all. It's a sign of liver disease. Clubbed. You know, sometimes it's flattened and it's rounded in certain aspects. Pitting. All those things mean something. God also is a diagnostician. He says, if you want to see somebody's heart, hear what they say, what their mouth says. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Especially in unguarded moments. Me, I listen to people. Yeah. And God listens to you. Yeah. Your heart. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. Yeah. I mean, if you're married to somebody and then the person goes somewhere and you hear, you are not there, and here the person is talking to another person about marrying them, take that person seriously. It's in their heart. That's what they want to do. They may say sorry all they want, but that's in their heart. It's the truth. Only God can change that. Yeah. Even your salvation, God takes your words. Romans chapter 10, verse number 10. If I can start from verse 9. He says that, you know, if you can, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Then verse 10, it says that, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Do you realize that with your heart you are believed? But God is saying that I am interpreting what the heart is saying by a confession. That's what makes you saved. That's what he looks to say you are saved. Not just you believe and you're quiet, but if you believe, your mouth will say it. Your mouth will confess it. Then that is what will lead to salvation. Until then, it's just righteousness. Your mouth is important. It's an important channel of your heart. Yes. 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 But there is such a thing as a repentant heart. So, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to God, my question is, what is your mouth saying about God? Is all your Christianity a church Christianity? Do you praise him? Do you worship him? What's your testimony about God? Do you thank him? To thank God is to honor. The verbal thanks that you give is a true reflection of, if you are grateful and you say it, like the people that come here to give testimony, look at what God has done. I'm sure some of you are sitting down saying, the guy vomited blood in the house and collapsed, was sent to hospital, and then there they resuscitated him and he came alive. Why is this man standing here saying it's a miracle? That's what some of you may be saying. What is a miracle? They just took to the hospital, they resuscitated. But the man says, they said he was dead. And as far as he's concerned, God has woken him up. That confession is what the person feels in the heart about God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What is your confession? What is your confession? A Christian, for example, who does not praise God, who does not thank God, who is not willing to verbalize what he feels about God, is a questionable Christian. It's a truth. If all your Christianity is dumb, deaf and dumb type of Christianity, ladies and gentlemen, your heart is probably not in it. That is why real Christians, they testify. They call them witnesses. They speak about God. When somebody is talking to you, they may not even have scriptures, but they will tell you testimonies. They'll tell you God is good, what God has been. And as they are speaking, they have a passion, just like the woman at the well. Her heart was changed. She had learned no scriptures, but she was convinced that I've met the Messiah. I said, come see the Messiah. Come see a man. Is he not the Messiah? He told me everything I've ever done. Because it's her heart. Same heart initially was questioning Jesus. Who do you think you are? Our forefathers made this place. Even they couldn't do. How dare you? And Jesus said, if you only knew the gift of God and he who is speaking to you, you would ask me and I'll give you of the living water. That would never be finished. She had a heart change. She spoke. Ladies and gentlemen, try it from now on. Speak positively. Let your mouth, if you really have a heart, let us see in your mouth what you say. The testimonies that come. The worship, the praise. Worship is adoration. Praise is open testimony, telling others about what God has done for you. Worship is telling him who he is, whether it's vertical or horizontal. The question is, are you grateful? Do you know that when you look at the word thankful, one of the synonyms is honor? Yeah. When you're thanking somebody, you're honoring the person that you are the one who's done this for me. Yeah. It's honor. It's thanks. Yeah. When I say thank you, I'm actually honoring you for what has happened to me. Yeah, when I come to you, I say, thank you for sending me to school. Thank you. But you can send me to school. I say, oh, what? Are you the only person? One person told the father, why are you making a big fuss about what you did for me? Did I tell you to bring me into this world? No, this is a real, it was in our church. Did I tell you, I didn't tell you to bring me to the world. So why are you making a big fuss about what you've done for me? Me too, I'll have children, I'll do something for them. Oh, really? Really? Yeah. One other child told the father, why are you making a big fuss about, you know, you're young. I mean, the father was telling, you're young, you don't know everything, you don't know everything. You don't know everything. I know something. And then the child turns around and says, daddy, let me also tell you something. I'm your first child. You're also inexperienced. You don't know how to bring up a child. I'm the first person you are trying your hands on. So don't make it sound as if you know everything and I don't know anything. You too, I'm the first child. You don't know everything about children. Yes, I don't know everything about that, but you also don't know everything about Abraham. So please, we are at the same level. Yeah, that was a son. Are you not afraid? So to be appreciative is to honor. Your gratitude honors God. Your gratitude honors God. That's why I told all of you, even get a thanksgiving offering. Get a testimony. And say, Lord, this far have you brought me this year. I'm coming to say thank you. You are honoring the Lord. In all things, give thanks, and you will fall in the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yeah. Many of you, we speak, oh, I'll come tomorrow, I'll see you, okay? You don't even say, God willing. You don't even say, by the grace of God. Yeah. Oh, I got a new job. Say, thank God I got a new job. You're honoring. His will be done in your life. Well, we've come to the end of the year. Oh, glory to God. God has kept us all this while. And look at how far he's brought us. The message is, Ebenezer, thus far has the Lord brought us. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let me read one more verse to you and then we'll go. One more verse. Psalm 67. Kabrostipaya. Amen. Are you willing to hear? Psalm 67 from verse 1. God be merciful to us and bless us. And cause his faith. God be gracious and bless us and let your face shine on us. Let your ways be known. Let your salvation show all over the earth. You know that song, right? Let your ways be known. Your salvation show all over the earth. Look, he says that God be gracious,
God be gracious
and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. God be please, the verse. Scriptures. And then verse 2 says, that thy way may be known. This is where it came from. Upon the earth. Thy saving health among all nations. Wow. Yeah. Amen. And then it goes on to say, let the people praise thee. Oh God, let something come out of you. Look, don't take it for granted. Say things openly about God. Amen. Be appreciative in a verbal way. Oh, I mean, one person was told, the wife says, why don't you tell me that I love you? You never tell me that I love you. Okay. And then the guy said, the day we got married at the altar, I told you, and I haven't changed my mind. Why should I keep saying it? Really? 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 I will show you something, you'll be surprised. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Verse 4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. His government will be on his own. Verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then verse 6. Then, watch this. This is what I want you to know before you go home. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. The people that learn to praise their God and to verbalize because it's in their heart that it is of the Lord's mercies that are not consumed. The earth yields her fruit to them. You watch. Thankful people are blessed people.
Yes.
Thankful people are happy people.
Yes.
It's true. Jesus Christ, when all the Philip and the Andrews were saying, oh, there's just two loaves, two fishes and five loaves. What is that to 5,000 people? Jesus said, you guys don't understand. Sit down, let everybody. He lifted the bread and gave thanks. It multiplied. What has happened to you this year? If you are grateful, next year we'll see you having better things. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That is why you need to be thankful. Rise your feet and let's thank God. Think about the things that have happened this year to you, the things that did not happen, and just say thank you. Say thank. Don't just walk away. Just say thank you. Oh, put your hand and say, Lord, remember the things. The things. Remember the jobs, the exams that did not go well, the exams that went well. Remember the relationships that did not go well and those that went well. Begin to say thank you. Begin to verbalize it from your heart. Mean it. Ascribe to God the glory. Ascribe to God the glory. Father, thank you for the life, for the health, for the salvation that you gave to me, for my wife that is still here with me, for my relationships. Thank you that I still have food to eat, your provision. Thank you. Your word says it is you who provides for all, and therefore I thank you for your provision. I thank you for the relationship. I thank you for your covering. I thank you for the preservation. I've seen accidents back and forth throughout this year. You've kept me. Don't just stand there. Open your mouth, find me, and pray. Thank God. Lift up your hand and speak to the Lord, the mighty God Jehovah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you. We say thank you. We say thank you for our church that has stabilized, the growth that we have seen, the increase that we have seen, the anointing that we felt, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. You did not leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for our children who you kept by the power of God. You kept them. Father, many people did not survive sicknesses, but we've survived every one of the sicknesses and diseases. And here we are, lifting our hands and declaring that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, what would we have done? Thank you for the church. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the great grace. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. I'm going to tell you that the trial of your faith, even though your faith was tried, sometimes it was difficult to believe, being much more precious than of gold that perishes. Even though you went through trying times, I'm telling you that God was putting value to your life. It be tried with fire, might be found to bring praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now look at the next verse. Whom having not seen, yet you love. In whom, though you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Ladies and gentlemen, just like you haven't seen Christ, that you can rejoice in faith. The things you haven't seen, I want you to rejoice today. Thank God for the things you didn't see. Thank God for the expectation that you felt did not get met. Mention them and say, thank you. Thank. I expected to get married. I didn't get married. I expected promotion. It didn't happen. I still want to rejoice. Joy unspeakable. That is safe, full of glory. You don't understand. Bible says joy unspeakable, but full of glory. That glory means beauty. I can see the beauty of the Lord coming to you in the year 2020. Begin to thank God for those things, for those things, for those things, for those things. As the year 2020 comes, I just want to say thank you. 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 I speak with a joy, even for the things that I did not see. In the name of Jesus. And finally, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Bible says, I will gather them that are sorrowful. As you give thanks in rejoicing, some of you are giving thanks, but in sorrow. He said, I'll gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. God will gather you. God will call a timeout just for you. Timeout means things are not going well. Come together. Let's regroup and re-strategize. God is calling a timeout for you. God is calling at the end of this year, I said, timeout. When he releases you into 2020, the game will change. The scoreline will change. The results will change. You will become more victorious in the name of Jesus. I will gather them for a solemn assembly. Who are of thee among you to whom the reproach of it was a burden? The problem was a burden. The reproach, the shame, the disgrace was a problem, was a burden. God says, no, don't sorrow. I will regather you. I'll call you into a solemn assembly. I will resolve the issue. I will resolve the issue. I believe it. This is going to be our prayer as we go into the year 2020. This whole week, pray this. That Lord, gather my sorrows. Put a solemn assembly together. And whatever my reproaches, which was a burden, please deal with it. Then verse 19, I like it. He says, behold, oh, at that time I will undo the things that afflict you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I will undo the things that afflict you. I will undo. Ah, begin to undo. Tell the Lord, undo. Undo some of, undo the afflictions. The things that afflicted me, undo them. Undo them, undo them. Some things that have happened that was evil, an affliction. Lord, undo, undo some of the evils that have troubled me. Undo them. He can undo them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Drian, don't keep quiet. Speak. Now, what does that mean? Some of the things that have happened that you wonder why God can undo them. God can undo them. What is not possible to man is still possible to God. He will undo the things that afflict you. And I will save her that halted. I will save. That word halt means maimed all that. And gather her that was driven out. And I will get them, at the end of the day, you will praise. I will get them praise and fame. Where there was sorrow and problem, he will give you praise and fame. Praise and fame will replace it. In every land where they have been put to shame, where there was shame, may there be fame. May there be praise. Where there was shame, may there be praise. May there be fame in the name of Jesus Christ. Is it financial shame? Is it relationship shame? Is it your childhood shame? Is it shame related to your grace? Whatever it is that brought shame, I pray God will bring praise. What was shameful will be praiseworthy. Will be praiseworthy. Will be praiseworthy. Will be praiseworthy. Will bring fame. Fame means people will hear and they will be excited. Your testimony has spread abroad. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, just like Mary, let it be unto me according to your word. Let my shame be changed into praise, into fame of all that is in my land. All that is in my domain, let the shame turn into praise and fame. Let the shame turn into praise and fame. Let the shame turn away. Undo my afflictions. Undo my afflictions. Undo my afflictions. Undo my diseases. Undo my financial difficulty. Undo my problems. Undo my issues. As I rejoice. And as I say thank you, somebody's life is changing. Somebody's been transformed in the coming year. Whatever was an affliction, whatever was a shame, is being converted into fame and praise. And the Lord will undo your afflictions in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. With all heads bowed, Some of you are sorrowing, but fear not. Now, because of your gratitude, something is about to happen that will bring the undoing of the afflictions. With all eyes closed, if you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to surrender your life. You want to tell the Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated to you. Take my life. I'm coming under your government. I'm serious. If you are here, you know that you have not come under the government of the Lord properly, but you want to come under the government of the Lord. That your government will be on Jesus' shoulder. He'll be carrying the authority that rules you. Please, if you are here, like, you may have been Christian for a long time. Sometimes you are born into a home of Christianity, but you have not surrendered to the governorship or government of Christ. But today you want to surrender to the government. If you are here like that, lift up your hand wherever you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. You want to surrender to his government. Lift up your hand wherever you may be. A transformation is coming. Lift up that right hand. I'm telling you. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. And see the Lord. See the Lord transform you. Lift it up. Lift it up. God bless you. Lift it up. God bless you. I see that hand. Lift it up. You are saying, the Lord, I am subjecting myself totally to your government. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Come, come, come. Let me pray for you. Come, if your hand is up, come, come, come. Walk up to them. Clap for them as they come. Walk up, walk up. Clap for them as they come. Walk up, walk up, walk up. There are many of you. Come, come, come. Come, come. Wherever you are, come. The Lord wants to be the everlasting Father to you, the Prince of Peace to you, the Mighty God to you. He wants to be wonderful to you. Come, come, come. It doesn't matter how long you've been in church. Just come, just come, just come, just come. Come, come, join them. Come, join them. Come, join them. The new government. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, lift up your hands, please. And if you're in the congregation, you want to join them, but you were too proud to come, you can also join. All right? Or you didn't feel comfortable, everybody's saying, you have stage fright or whatever fright you are. Christ fright, whichever. Altar fright. Wherever you are, have faith and lift up your hands and say this prayer with those of us who are here. I am subjecting myself to the full government too. Say with me, all of us, say, Almighty Father, now I understand about your government. I receive that government. Be in charge. I subject myself to your government, to your authority, to your rulership, to your covering, to your leading. I repent not having done that early enough. Forgive me. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. From today, take over. Take over my life. Take over every aspect. My future, my career, my heart, my health, my finances, my Christianity, every aspect of my life. Take it over. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for me for this very purpose. Please write my name in the book of life and fill me with this new spirit under this new government of Christ. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.